USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible through the southeast over the Juneteenth weekend holiday. The feels-like temperatures, factoring in humidity, could reach 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. Temperatures above 100 degrees are also expected in Miami and other South Florida cities over the next few days. There's air quality concerns across New York into the weekend from the Canadian wildfires. Jennifer Polsani has more.
Governor Hochul alerting New Yorkers about the smoke drifting from the Canadian wildfires expected to be visible in the atmosphere. She says pollution levels will be acceptable and far below what was experienced last week. Potential moderate health concerns for a small number of people sensitive to air pollution. Depending on the wind speeds, forecasters note there could be a greater push of wildfire smoke into Saturday.
The FDA is recommending vaccine makers to make a single-strain COVID booster shot that targets a specific Omicron spinoff. The agency said in a news release that aiming for the subvariant will be important for the fall. The monovalent shot would provide less protection against the original 2019 version of the virus, which experts don't expect to return. The family of a black man killed by police in Ohio is filing lawsuit against the city of Akron and its police department. Rick Uccino has more.
The family of Jalen Walker has now filed a lawsuit against the city of Akron and its police department. Walker's sister Jada is seeking at least $45 million in the suit, $1 million for each time her brother was shot by Akron PD. Back in April, a grand jury declined to file charges against any of the eight officers who were involved. They say that Walker fired a shot during a car chase, and when that chase became a foot pursuit, that's when Walker allegedly made a gesture as though he was going to fire a weapon again, and he was shot by officers.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Pfizer is warning of a shortage of penicillin supplies. The pharmaceutical giant said in a letter to customers there's an impending stock-out situation for two of its pre-filled syringes of injectable penicillin. Pfizer blames a shortage on increased demand and more diagnosis of syphilis. The president of Belarus says his nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. Mark Mayfield has the details.
President Alexander Lukashenko said on Thursday that some of the tactical nuclear weapons were three times more powerful than the atomic bombs that the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time that Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago.
Virgin Galactic plans to launch its first commercial space tourism flight later this month. Billionaire Richard Branson's company said on Thursday the flight is targeting a launch window that opens June 27th, runs through June 30th. A second commercial flight is planned for early August, followed by flights every month after that. Spotify is ending its podcast deal with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. A joint statement from Harry and Meghan's company says they have mutually agreed to part ways. 12 episodes ran in the podcast called Archetypes, which began last August in a deal estimated to be worth $25 million. Spotify said that Markle was continuing to develop more content on another platform. Dave Collins, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.